Title them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, and peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Love it. Should be up in just about 20 seconds here, folks, and we'll kick off the show. Thanks for joining me today. I know a lot of people out there are doing their thing, celebrating their Independence Day. I just don't know how many people actually understand what it's all about, but we'll be getting to that in just a moment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, okay?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Rock
the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what is Independence Day all about? What was the War of Independence fought over? Well, many people think they know the answer, but in fact, they don't have the right answer. What they'll do is they'll name off 17 of 27 grievances. They'll say taxation without representation. You are incorrect. That is only one of the issues. The number one issue is, I'm not going to tell you. We're going to get to it in just a couple minutes. Just to show you the fight that was fought concerning the price paid in the sacrifice given on our behalf, the posterity of our forefathers, I want you to listen carefully as to what John Adams said. He was one of the architects, along with Thomas Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration, and an architect, along with Robert Livingston and Benjamin Franklin. They all understood what was going on during that particular time. But I want to show you exactly the heart behind what it was that they seen and what they partook of concerning the establishment of the freedoms that we have today. You ready for this? President John Adams. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays. This is a prophet. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the days of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is worth more than the means. They called him the Colossus of Independence. He was the one that was fighting on and off of the floor, establishing what it is that we have today. If there was no John Adams, there would be no America, friends. That's just the truth of the matter. As a matter of fact, if you look at who is the most, to date, the most disrespected forefather that we have, John Adams is definitely one of those, when in fact he should be most highly honored. Yet what we see, that which is honored among men, God calls an abomination. He said that which is highly esteemed among men is clearly an abomination in the sight of God. So you need to look at it through the eyes of the Lord, and you need to understand what apostle is and a prophet is and what a teacher is, 1 Corinthians 12:28, and an evangelist and a pastor, and what their function is, though they all have the end aim in view. Okay? But again, we're just talking about the price paid to give us what we have again. And it's the same thing when, first and foremost, when we look into the spiritual as to what Christ did for us on the cross. There was bloodshed. We are a blood-bought people in the spiritual and in the natural, friends. And I'm going to give you a hint concerning what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here concerning what is Independence Day all about. Listen carefully to his son, the son of John Adams, John Quincy Adams. He said, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord?" Isn't it interesting how all of this has been omitted, friends? Well, that's how you change future. That's how you change the future. You just take away from them their past. That's why our forefathers continuously reiterated the point of us. Go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. What's the first thing you see, friends? One of the first things you see when you walk into the building, study the past. What does it tell us in Jeremiah 6:16? Go back to the old past. It also tells us in the book of Proverbs not to give ourselves under those that meddle with change. We're not to be given over to change, folks. When the Lord said, "Let it be written, let it be done," he meant just that. It's finished. It's done. Okay? We don't need to add to or take away. As Scripture calls it, add to or diminish from, or diminish ought from. Okay? So we need to stick to the plan here. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that. It's important that you do so I don't get all these emails on top of the 200 to 300 emails I get every day. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over to the schedule, go to the bottom of that schedule and you'll see the brand new date that we just got here in Colorado. We're going to be at 2279 Hawkins Street, Cortez, Colorado, on Saturday, July 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. We also have the Minnesota State Fair, and whatever pops up in between those two dates, we will be a part of. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do that. We have a three-month window. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that there's 13 to 15 articles every day posted by yours truly, morning show host of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, from contributors from all over the country, from constitutional attorneys to preachers, those that are a part of the culture war, friends. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so do these, because they are actually in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Also wanted to let you know you can check out the store over there. Do check out and subscribe to this page. There's plenty of stuff over there for you. Also links you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. If you're new to the show, this is who we are and what it is that we have been doing over the last 25 years. Yep, you heard that right. This is the ministry that has been doing for 25 years and is continuously doing. We're not projecting always as to what we're doing, folks. You know, that's one of the popular things in the church, is raise a bunch of money for a project that they never complete or even begin in many cases. Well, we have been doing just the exact opposite. That's why we call sonsoflibertyradio.com, where when you come over to this platform, friends, it's not just talk radio, it's do radio, because we're doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. So check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, subscribe to those pages. Also, you can check us out on beforeitsnews.com as well, beforeitsnews.com as well, on the top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We shut the television off years ago, friends, when the Lord said, "Come out from among them and be separate, touch not the unclean thing." We did just that. 2 Corinthians, starting chapter 6, verse 14 to the end of the chapter. He also said in James 4, 4, he said, "You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God?" That's James 4, 4. And then if you go to Romans 12, 2, which comes to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost, that we are not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind by the word of God. And that's exactly what we bank on, friends, literally. And I can say that metaphorically, and I can say that literally, in both in one coined phrase. And I just did it. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. Okay?
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCMTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about during the first segment here, friends. By the way, happy 4th of July. Happy Day of Independence and Independence Day, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a second here so you can understand as to why we were established as a country, okay? I was just talking about, you know, shutting your television off, and I came up with Romans 12:2 on the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, and then I thought of James 4:4. Then I thought of 2 Corinthians 6:14 to the end of the chapter. I mean, it just common knowledge, we're to separate from the world, right? I mean, it's a spirit of Antichrist that means to invade and influence the church. And that's, for the most part, what has taken place in this country. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that this is out. All the prophets were pointing to the front. This first, God speaks to the heart, not the head. This one's out, Soldier of the Cross. After he speaks to the heart, then the head, then he put on the armor, Ephesians 6:12. And I am going through the final revision of the children of the apostate so I can give more meaning and definition concerning what's taking place in the United States of America and its purpose and reason for its up and coming downfall as to what we're seeing in this country. What did John Adams say, speaking of which? Second president of the United States of America said that decadence follows luxury. Yep. They have forgotten the Lord in their prosperity, haven't they? And that's why we're losing our country. We've misplaced where our hearts are to go. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33 to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then and then all these things will be added onto you. And when the Lord adds the and thens to the, to you, it's secondary to him in all things, at all times, in all places. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing? They'd be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. But I was talking about television. And as I was talking about television, I thought about this because I put this in one of my magazines right when I was a baby Christian. It was called, What Was the Price of Your Freedom, right? These were all the seeds that the Lord was planting during that particular time. They should have been sold and distributed at every airport in America, right? But what I did is I put this little analogy. I don't know if you want to, maybe an analogy. You can put it that way if you'd like to. And equate it to what we're seeing today. Because when we see in 1 John 2, chapter 2, verse, I think it starts in verse 15, it starts to talk about we're not to love the things of the world, because if we do, the love of the Father is not in us. And what is the love of the world? Well, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the list goes on. And we're not to partake with any of that. And the Lord then calls it a spirit of Antichrist. And we're to beware of that, okay? Because Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and we obey him who has died for us. We live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So let me go back to this analogy. Let me just say it this way. That was put together by somebody, and I thought they did it fantastically, and I think I need to share it with you. And tell me if it's not true as to what we see here today concerning television that does nothing but promulgate not only propaganda, but also a spirit of Antichrist. They fill the pools with shark-infested waters, and they want us all to jump in so we can be devoured by them. That's really what it is at the end of the day, right? Well, here it is. The TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means I shall not lack. And it's a runoff of Psalm 23, but the modern-day version of it. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. Is it true? Absolutely. It leads me away from the faith. That's all it does. It destroys my soul. You are what you eat, friends. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. That's right. That's the golden calf. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of my Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. I want to stop right there, halfway through. If you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, and you're sitting there feeding on the television, you are one of the greatest hypocrites known to mankind. You are what you eat. You know, and it's interesting. It's these people that sit there and feed on the television set that I have more issues with than anybody else, because what they want to do is they want to be an in-betweenite. They want to be a little hot when they need to be a little hot when they're inside of the church. And then when they're outside, they like to be a little cold. They want their foot in the church and they want one foot in the world. Well, I'll tell you what, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think he's going to receive anything of the Lord, right? Yep, go ahead and read James 1. You'll find it right there. But isn't it interesting how Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. These are the people that feed on television, that call themselves Christians, that are confused, that are into political idolatry. They're having issues, personal issues, because, again, they're feeding on the spirit of Antichrist that feeds them everything that the Lord told you to denounce and to stay away from. No wonder why you're confused. Read Daniel 9:6 when you get a moment. Here, I'm going to go over there real quick. I just want to make sure I think we're Daniel 9:6 or Daniel 9:7. This happens once in a while, folks. Just confirming. That's all I'm doing. Let's go back. 9:6, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are live. Yep. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what are we doing here. Confusion of faith. Yep. Okay, 9:7, forgive me. I said 9:6 or 9:7, but if you go over there, you check it out, and you'll find out exactly what I was talking about. This is why men are confused today. But let me go back to this. I'll finish it off. It's cable. It's remote control. They comfort me. The modern day Psalm 23. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. We could do a show just off of that. Did you know that in many tribes throughout the world, they were totally content to live off the land? And then what happened is some genius had a good idea to start sending them catalogs. And then what they realized is that they couldn't just live off the land anymore. All of a sudden, their wives had to leave too. They all had to go out and get a job. Why? To feed into their covetousness. That's the 10th commandment. Thou shall not covet. Apparently, they didn't have that there, but I'm telling them if they can hear me there, okay? It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching television forever. Is that what you see in the modern day professed Christian today in America? The modern day professed patriot and the conservative, the brainless ones. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, when they're going out and about and following their favorite political idol. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it embarrassing to say the least? Oh, yeah. It's really embarrassing. I also wanted to go over here to 1 John and go over to chapter 2, verse 15, so I can give it to you straight from the Word of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, as I said. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. What does television feed into? The lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes. What does the spirit of the world feed into? The lust of the eyes. And the pride of life. What is the world, and what does television feed into? The pride of life. Well, the Bible clearly tells us in verse 16, it's not of the Father, but it is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. What does that mean? They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They're at war with God. They want to do it their way. I mean, how many times have we seen this? Just going along with the Holy Ghost, folks. I remember when I was a little kid hearing Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley singing, I did it my way. Oh, and they did. And how is it working out for them today as they did it their way, friends? My goodness. Maybe they forgot to read 1 Corinthians 6:9 when it tells us that no adulterer or fornicator shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Apparently not. They did it their way. They made the way to hell wide and broad, didn't they? Nope, they refused the Christ, the anointed one, the savior of mankind when he said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Yep, they wanted nothing to do with that. They wanted everything to do with the spirit of the world, but they wanted a little Jesus on top of it. Well, guess what, friends? You call him Lord, Lord, but you do not those things that he says? Whoa, that's pretty crazy. The Lord says, depart from me. I knew you not, you worker of lawlessness. That means when you break God's law. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, Scripture tells us. Depart from lawlessness, and we are the law abiders and upholding that law, because that's what Christ came into the world to do. Let me hit off on this because it's important that I do, because I'm just going to tee it up and we're just going to go right into the show in just a moment. Before we start talking about our forefathers and what the Day of Independence is all about, I want you to remember what type of men those 13 colonies, those less than 3% of the population, and those 56 signers, and the Black Robe Regiment, the unsung heroes, and the Minutemen. I want you to understand what spirit of men these men were, okay? This is Roger Sherman who identified those men. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense.
Make distinction of Israel, friends. The Israel of God is the children of God. Christians, hello.
Israel that you will never forget.
Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28 and verse 29 as well. John 8:44 as well. Now the list goes on.
With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Okay, we're going to get to this in just a moment here. Looking forward to it.
BBS Radio TV.
There you go.
We've connected the world. We're like
a... These are available. Orders will go out tomorrow morning. Your baby TV. Christian, this is a blessing, to say the least. Easy to read. It's all premised on Scripture and testimonial. And again, they will go out tomorrow morning. All orders go out with one of these. Gives you a quick download as to who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years. And it's all there for the taking. 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. 3 to 5 days. Be right back.
Truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Thanks for doing what you're doing over there, 3 Jeep Deep. Totally appreciate you taking the time to do that. Putting those scriptures up there for me. You know, it's interesting. I was kind of tipping into this the other day, but again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check us out on social media platforms and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. But I was tipping into this just the other day, talking about the Day of Independence. And I want you to listen to what John Adams said, again, before we get into this, just so you can understand the warfare that they endured to establish what it is that we have today. He said, "I'm well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and to support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory." John Adams goes on and says, "I can see that the end is more than worth of all the means." He said, "All that posterity will triumph in the day's transaction, even although we should rue it, which I trust God we shall not." President John Adams. Again, if you can pick up the spirit to understand what it is that our forefathers did in establishing on this day in our American history in understanding what they did to give us what we have today, folks. I'll tell you what, we would not be sitting on our hands highlighting the crimes of corrupt politicians and allowing the false narrative to go forward, Micah 6:16, through the CIA-controlled media narrative on a nationwide and worldwide basis in any sense of the word. So with that, because why do I say that? Because our forefathers didn't put up with it. Here, let me show you this. Because many people today, they have the misconception that we separated from Great Britain because of taxation without representation. I want to say that again. Many people today, if I was just to go up, my wife and a couple of my kids went down to, older kids went down to the parade today, and there was tens of thousands of people there. You know, and now that I think about it, I should have just took a camera, went down there and started talking to the people and asking them the question. So what does today signify? Why is it that our forefathers broke off from Britain? I guarantee you, folks, 8 times, 9 times out of 10, at least, and I say that without any reserve whatsoever, because I know how ignorant people have become, I can tell you their response. Their response is going to be taxation without representation. Really? Who told you that? Well, that all changed in the 1920s and the 1930s because people forgot their God and they took on their prosperity. And then they took on a different gospel. And then they in the process of doing that, they removed the cross. They wanted to dance around the cross, but they didn't want to bear their cross, right? Well, then that's what we see. And look what it's come up to today. And how far backwards we have become because we fail to go back to the old past. And the examples that our forefathers set before us. Hebrews 13:7. Now let me show you this. Taxation without representation was 17 out of 27 grievances given. 17 out of 27 grievances given. It was number 17. Okay? Greater grievances were, listen carefully, because it's exactly what you're seeing today in this country. The greater grievances were cited before taxation without representation were the abuse of power. Are you seeing this today? Oh, absolutely you are. How many? Hey, folks, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. Remember Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon? He's a liar. If it was true, I wish you'd have stayed there. But the bottom line is, listen to what he said. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution that our forefathers established, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. That's called an abuse of power. That's called assuming authority that was never delegated unto them by the people. Okay? That's called overreaching. That's an abuse of power. It happens every day. Look what the Supreme Court just did the other day again, friends. Every one of them are corrupt. Every single one of them that are sitting in the 9 unelected black robe tyrants, what did they do? They just came back and said, you know, the president of the United States of America, sometimes he can go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. He's not accountable to anybody. Baloney. Apparently, these goofs forgot. I'm sorry, these tyrants have forgotten the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2, and that it's their job to enforce the laws, the enumerated laws found within, not to create and then to enact. This is tyrannical, but it's also heretical. It's an abuse of power. Okay, what was another? One of the greater grievances cited before taxation without representation. Abuse of representative powers. Again, as I was just highlighting this, they're assuming authority that's never been delegated to them by the people. And that's why I continuously go back and say what Edmund Burke said, and he was right when he said it. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Another thing that they'll also do is if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? And this is what they do all day long. The mainstream media puts up, for example, the Supreme Court and the President of the United States of America and any official, they love to be called official, in any representative position of government in this country, and they put them up like whatever they say goes, regardless if it's constitutional or not. You are incorrect. It's an abuse of power. It's an abuse of representative powers. And God never gave them the right to do the wrong thing. Furthermore, the people under God are supposed to enforce the law because we never delegated that authority for them to do it in the first place. So if they do it, then we hold them accountable and we go to Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Another greater grievances cited before taxation without representation was abuse of military powers 7 times more often. Hey, how about we just build up a military? How about we build up a standing army? Hey, folks, guess who the standing army is in America? The militia. Guess who the militia is? Me and you. Let me say it again. Guess who the militia is? Me and you. Guess who the militia was during the founding era? Those that fought off British tyranny. Because without them, we wouldn't be here today, friends. Again, talking about the Minutemen. Read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. You are the militia. Are we in a position now where we have a standing army? Yes. Is it a constitutional? Absolutely not. Folks, how many times have we already have come back to our ears when the question was asked to those in the military, would you ever assail your own people? We're hearing this more and more and more from every branch of the military. Why are those questions being asked to our boys? Because they want to create an army that will be used against the very people that are family to those that are in the military. That's called abuse of military power 7 times more often. Hey, folks, when you have a mainstream media demonizing the militia, you better ask yourself the question as to who they work for, because it's not the people and it's not journalism in any sense of the word. It's called working for corporate, the corporate state, who's working hand in glove with the government in a fascist state. That's where America's at today. Our forefathers said absolutely none of that. We will not put up with it. Greater grievances were cited before taxation without representation was what? An abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. Here's another one. Article 3, Section 1 tells us judges sit during good behavior. If they act outside of good behavior, acting outside of their scope of authority, what are we supposed to do with the judge? Even if it's the Supreme Court, we are to impeach. We are to prosecute them. That's the powers our forefathers gave unto us so we could lawfully deal with those that are corrupting the laws that the Lord established. That's why when we peruse the U.S. Constitution, they gave us the provision to do so. What is in the minds of the people when it comes to judges? Whatever they say goes. What's the last thing in the minds of the American people when it comes to corruption in any governmental position, representative power? Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. When it comes to the Supreme Court, people act like when they're appointed for life. And then they sit back and they give power through the tongue, where there is life and death in the tongue. They're ensnared by the words of their mouth. They give power to the enemy by saying that there's nothing that we can do about it. But yet every time I read my founding documents, I can see where our forefathers did nothing but empower us against the corruption that the American people are tolerating today. How many people are celebrating independence today and they have no idea what the day is about in any sense of the word? What you have in America today, 325.9 million people, is 325.9 million slaves celebrating fireworks, and they have in their minds the 17th reason given out of 27 given concerning grievances as to why we separated from Great Britain. They're slaves. That's where the American people are at today. They're enslaved. When you talk about taxation without representation, oh my goodness, folks, we're not even there yet. But just go off on that. Everything we do, we're taxed getting gas. We're taxed getting our income. We're taxed when we give something to somebody. We're taxed when we go to the store. We're taxed when we travel. We're taxed when we buy clothes. I mean, we are taxed to death. And even if that was the one reason as to why we separated, then I got a question for you, Americans. Why is it that you tolerate what our forefathers never put up with in a million years? Thomas Jefferson said the power to tax is the power to destroy. Did you know right now, speaking of which, did you know, as a matter of fact, which this coincides perfectly as to what we're talking about here? Isn't it interesting how this said government today, look what they're doing, acting way outside of the scope of authority that anybody is ever given them. I mean, folks, they're operating on the devil's authority. And the reason they're doing that is because the church doesn't know its authority in Christ, Luke 10:19. But isn't it interesting that as we're sitting here today, Will the enemy sleep? I'm sorry. While good men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Forgive me. 13:25 of Matthew. Do you think that the enemies of America today don't know that the American people are sleeping right now, celebrating something that they do not understand? If they understood it, they would be dealing with the corrupt rather than being sitting around celebrating, again, a holiday that they have very little to no understanding in whatsoever. But I guess to them it's a day off of work, and they get to watch the fireworks and get drunk. That's where it's at.
It takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons.
Well, I don't know why we have those two set together like that, but we'll fix that up.
It's critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing.
I'm going to get right back to this in just a moment. I'm hot on this one, folks, because it jacks me up, and it should jack you up as well. Make you mad.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years.
I just got a question.
My values. Well, Genesis
gold and silver is the answer to what? While we're under attack by tyrants?
Or your retirement with gold and silver.
Okay.
Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Tell you what, folks, if there's something that gets my dander up, it is this. Because we as Americans are under attack by our own said representatives. And when I'm reading and highlighting the very purpose of the 4th of July, by the way, it was ratified on the 2nd of July, but then it was made public on the public proclamation came out on the 4th of July. But when I hear what our forefathers didn't put up with, obviously when I read the Word of God, that's exactly where this all transpired from. That's where they extracted this information of or from, right and wrong, right? Ezekiel 44:23. And I see what's being tolerated today. What a disgrace. How much more can the American people dishonor our forefathers? We were just talking about the abuse of military power seven times more and then abuse of judicial powers. Who are playing the activists from the bench, who are just ruling according arbitrarily according to what they think is right and what is wrong, according to whoever is paying them off under the table to do their biddings. And you know that's exactly what they're doing. It's the same thing Judas did when he betrayed him with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. It's exactly what they're doing to you. But I want to tell you why it's happening to you, America, because Americans, you have betrayed the Lord. There's an anointing on that. Americans have betrayed the Lord God. They have revolted against him. And if that doesn't offend you, what offends you? Reminds me of Moses in 32 of Exodus, where he said, whoever's on the Lord's side, come over here. Hey, folks, regardless of the circumstance, always be on the Lord's side. Be impartial in your judgment. You better do what rightly according to the word of God for your own sake. Do that which is right before the Lord, regardless if everybody's for it or not. Hey, folks, to be quite frank, the whole world went one way, and I knew the word said this. I'm going to stand right there, just like King David did in Psalm 27. What you have at play here today, we were warned a long time ago by Harry Truman, President Harry Truman. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, we see that through big tech, it is only one way to go, and that down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Hey, folks, you live your life the way you've always lived your life. You know, I get to hear this all day long. Especially when I'm out there speaking publicly. Oh, Bradley, you know, look what they're doing to us. And I'm scared to death. Look what they're going to do to us next. And they go ahead and turn on Fox News or one of their favorite conservative talking heads or one of the gloom and doomers in the church today, the hirelings, John 10:12. And they're just telling me everything that's happening to us and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, and it shows you who you fear, and it's not the Lord God. And there's your problem. And I want to say this too. Don't sit there and tell me about how they're dictating your life and how they're controlling your life. The only way that they can control your life is if you give them control. I don't care. Hey, folks, live your life. Let me say it again. Live your life, for the enemies of righteousness are worried about how you live your life rather than you worrying about what they're going to do to you. That's what our forefathers did. My goodness, this is what we're highlighting. I got to get back to the point so I can finish this segment. I want you to see this. And I was just talking about military powers, abusive powers, judicial. We're talking about taxation without representation, which, by the way, was 17 of 27 grievances. Folks, you have a federal government who's taking control of the states because all the governors are compliant with the federal government. They have it completely upside down. But look at this. This is brand new. You have a federal government working with the states to steal away your tax dollars to aid a Nazi, a sodomite, Zelensky. He's a Nazi and he's a sodomite. And the government in this country has been emptying our tax coffers out to give. Now they're going to announce a new $2.3 billion package to Ukraine. Isn't that amazing? We're broke. Hey folks, here it is. They're stealing our money. They're redistributing our money, our wealth, to other countries, raising up armies. You better ask yourself the question as to why that is. Raising up other armies that are Nazis and sodomites, and yet they're stealing your money and enslaving your posterity, you and your posterity, in the process. Did you give them authority to do that? Well, guess what? Our forefathers stood up against that. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert that Constitution. When does that happen? You want to celebrate your freedom? Then fight for it. It comes a different way, let me tell you. And nobody knows that more than veterans and the greatest of all veterans, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary for me to redeem me through his blood. Let's go to the next one. Greater grievances were cited before taxation without representation, generally stirring up domestic insurrection. Who is creating domestic insurrection in this country more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove? I'm asking you the question. Nobody is. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Pitting white people against black people and yellow people against these people and them people, and pitting this religion against that religion. Hey, folks, who's doing it? Who's creating all these false flags attacks? Who's attacking Americans and then accusing Americans of their own guilt? Read Revelation 12, 10. Satan and his minions, right? Those in these agencies that are created, folks, our forefathers said no to all of it. How dare anybody sit there and celebrate the 4th of July without understanding what it was? If you were really grateful for what they did, you would have the upper hand as to what's going on in this country today. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. What's another one? So they stir up domestic insurrection. That's okay. I mean, I guess they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Donald Trump alluring all those people out on January 6th, leading them and then to be entrapped and then accused of the crimes of the D.C. police and the FBI. And he's the only one that's free. And we got over 1,000 patriots exercising their First Amendment right that followed Donald Trump there. And they're all behind bars right now. But Donald Trump, he's running to be the president of the United States of America. And he's the one that calls himself the father of the vaccine. And the American people think they got their man when, in fact, there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders. Let's just forget about them. Again, ask yourself the question why it is you haven't heard about the 1,000 other presidential contenders. I want to tell you why. Because they're legitimate contenders, most of them. Greater grievances were cited before taxation without representation, military above civilian power. Why all these Muslims being drawn in? Hey, folks, why all these illegals being drawn in, not just from the southern border, but also from the northern by your federal and state governments on your tax dollars? Why are they being incentivized? Why are they being allured? Why are they given free phones? Why are they given debit cards for $5,000 to $10,000? $10,000 if you go to New York. Look at the crime rate skyrocketing. Got some more information on more of that, too. I'll tell you what, it's not going to happen here, friends. What you put up with, our forefathers didn't put up with. You want to celebrate it, then live for what they fought to give you. That's gratitude. In righteousness, lawfully. Again, taxation without representation was 17 of 27. And outside of the fact that the Lord was sought out and mentioned four times in the Declaration of Independence, this should tell you what the separation from Britain was all about. Religious freedom. The state's not going to tell us who we're going to worship, period. The number one reason. Oh, and we're not a Christian nation. Got another story for you at Jamestown, but I shared that with you when I went there the last time. I don't have time to share it today, but I do want to say this in ending the show today. President John Quincy Adams said, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July. Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior?" Whoa! Whoa! Isn't that crazy? Hey, folks, I'm going to append this article to the Rumble feed. And as I do that, I'll do it right after the show. And it's got much, much more, as you can see, on social media platforms. It's called What is Independence Day All About? I have the Declaration of Independence appended there. 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Romans 12, 21 precedes Romans 13. Look at all these quotes from our forefathers as to why it was established. On this special day, the birthday of our nation, in the midst of all joyous celebrations, let us take a moment to remember that the debt of thanks we owe to those who came before us, to the same God who guides us all into the spirit of faith and patriotism, which still makes America the land of the free and the home of the brave. How about we start acting like the brave so our kids can live in the land of the free?